Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night, and time for Zapped. I am your host, Andy. This is an hour of Frank Zappa and related artists coming at you from Shasta County, California on KKRN 88.5 FM, licensed in Bella Vista. We are an all-volunteer community radio station supported by listeners like you. Well, for the first half of tonight's show, I'm going to play you the album Lumpy Gravy. It's two parts, and each part is about 15 minutes long, consisting of several short songs. So thanks for tuning in, and sit back and enjoy part one of Lumpy Gravy.
The way I see it, Barry, this should be a very dynamite show. Nostalgia for the old folks.
Hey, advocating dark clothes.
If I'm not alone, how long have I been asleep?
As long as I have.
Did you ever live in a drum?
No.
Well, then you weren't me.
I only dreamt I lived in a drum. Ever since it got dark. Dreaming is hard.
Yeah, but with nothing over your head?
No, just light over my head and underneath, too.
I don't think I could take it without anything over my head.
Mm-mm, I couldn't either.
Well, why don't you go out and see what's out there?
Well, I don't know if that's what's out there.
Well, that's a thought.
Yes, but still you can say darker and darker. I don't know what the outside of this thing looks like at all.
I do. It's dark and murky.
How do you get your water so dark?
Because I'm paranoid. I'm very paranoid. And the water in my washing machine turns dark out of sympathy.
Out of sympathy?
Yes.
Where can I get that?
At your local drugstore.
How much?
It's from Kansas.
Board out 90 over with 3 Strongberg 97s.
Good bread.
Because I was making, $2.71
an hour.
I keep switching girls all the time because if I'm able to find a girl with really a groovy car that I can build up, man, I'll go steady with it for a while until I build up your car and blow up the engine. I worked in a cheesy newspaper company for a while, but that was terrible. I wasn't making enough money to build anything. And then I worked in a printing company and a couple gas stations. Oh, at the gas station where I was working, my brother had just gotten married. And he bought a new car, and his wife was having a kid and all this miserable stuff. And he needed a job, so I gave him a job at the gas station, which I was fired because, you know, he was going to work there. And he had his car on the rack, and he was lubing it and changing tires and everything all the time. And so he got fired because he was goofing off, man. And he just kept taking parts and working on his car day and night. So he lost that job. And I went to work at another gas station. He took that one, you know, so he could feed the kids and that. Then I went to work in an aircraft company. And I was building these planes. I worked on the XB-70. I was the last welder on there. But it was pretty good bread because I was making $2.71 an hour, and making $1.25 a week, and yeah, it was good enough money to be working on. So I got an Oldsmobile, a groovy Olds. But I was going with this chick at the time. By the time I got the Olds running decently, she went out and tore up the engine and the trans, and you know, her and her girlfriends get in there and booze it up and tear up the seats. Just ripped the seats completely out. So I got a 56 old, which was this one chick that I was going with. And we used to drive that all over the place, and finally she got rid of that. And I got another pickup.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. So you've just heard, if you're just tuning in, that was Lumpy Gravy Part 1, an album from 1968. If you'd like to see the individual song detail, go to the website kkrn.org and click on the show Zapped in the calendar at the bottom, and you'll see the detail for tonight's program. That actually consists of about 12 songs for Part 1. So we'll continue here with Part 2. This is another 10 songs, and it's also about 15 minutes long. And I hope you enjoy. I'll talk to you after this Part 2 of Lumpy Gravy.
Oh, there it went again. It's a little pig with wings.
I hear you've been having trouble with pigs and ponies.
That's very distraught now.
We don't get any because we're otherwise.
Well, everything in the universe is made of one element, which is a nut, a single nut. Atoms are really vibrations, you know, which are extensions of the big note. Everything's one note. Everything. Even the ponies. The note, however, is the ultimate power. But see, the pigs don't know that. The ponies don't know that.
You mean just we know that?
Right. And they called that doing their thing.
Oh, yeah. That's what doing your thing is.
The thing is to put a motor in yourself.
Teeth out there and ready to attack him. I had to fight back and hit him, like, you know, hit him and hit him and hit him and kick him and kick him.
Did he get on top of you?
No, I fought so back, hard back. And it was hard back.
White?
White? Yeah, white ugliness.
Did it have teeth?
And it was two boogeymen on the side. We were already block entrance. I had to kick out the fight to four or five boogeymen in front of me.
But maybe he can turn into motorhead. Could maybe be a tail.
Yes.
But I don't know. I heard those ponies are really vicious.
I know. But I know they're vicious, but
his claws.
And he doesn't have people to
they
do
get
it.
On top of you and they just tear you apart.
I know. Scars over here.
Teeth
right
to
here.
Them. I mean, yeah. Toe to toe. I hope they don't get them.
Ponies. If
was it white? You sure it wasn't white? I mean,
well,
black?
I think they're white, but I was too scared to notice their
gold
physical.
Gold or something?
I was too scared to notice their physical appearance because they were attacking me.
They were? Yeah,
they were attacking me.
What were they doing to you?
Oh, they were surrounding me, everything else, and they were attacking me. And I had to fight back, fight, and fight back, and pick up sticks.
Pick up sticks?
Yes, pick up sticks.
I used to play that game, pick up sticks.
Me too. Did you ever play that game?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Anyway, back to the horse. Back to the horse and the pony.
Anyway.
Yes, Honey.
President.
Pope or something. I don't know. Something out there is dangerous.
Could be a cigar or something. Yeah. A cigar?
A cigar? Nah, you're insane. Come on.
No. I remember when I was, I don't remember. Those were the days.
Boy, you must. Oh, your life.
That was before the days of those horses.
Yeah, it's before the days of the ponies or boogeyman or something. What's out there?
But then it was a. What was it then?
No pimple?
No,
I
didn't. Sure.
Positive.
You had to have
him. No.
You got one right in your nose right now.
Scratch it.
Boy, I'm getting tired, man. We should go to sleep. I just hope he comes back.
Yes.
I think I'll pray for him.
I think I'll join you.
You do yours and I'll do mine.
Okay.
We hope for the best.
Hope for the best, Motorhead.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Amen.
One more time.
I think I can explain about how the pig's music works.
Well, this should be interesting.
Remember that they make music with a very dense light. And remember about the smoke standing still and how they really get uptight when you try to move the smoke, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think the music and that dense light is probably what makes the smoke stand still. Any sort of motion has this effect on the ponies' manes, you know, the thing on their neck.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the pony's mane starts to get good in the back, any sort of like motion, especially of a smoke or gas, begins to make the end split.
That's the basis of all their nationalism. Like, if they can't salute the smoke every morning when they get up.
Yeah, it's a vicious circle. You got it.
drums are too noisy and you got no corners to hide in.
So when she's beating him over the nose with a tire iron, and then we'll both jump away and disappear, and the pig will turn around and there'll be this pony. Oh no, man,
oh,
kangaroos!
And then they eat it when they get home.
If it's still alive.
Envelops the bathtub. Are boring.
Hello again. This is Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. So if you're just tuning in, that was part two of Lumpy Gravy, an album from 1968. I've played the entire album now in its entirety. It's only about half an hour long. And again, if you'd like to see the detail, the individual song detail, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the show Zapped at the bottom in the calendar, and you'll see the song detail. Some of those songs are, you know, only 30 seconds long or so, so I'm not going to go through every one. If you have any suggestions, also, you know, leave a comment there on the website and say, hey, I'd like to hear this or whatever you'd like. You can also reach me on Twitter at @KKRN_ORG. That's a Twitter account I maintain, and we're also available on Facebook. If you'd like to provide any feedback for any of our programming, you can go to Facebook and find our KKRN website or our site there on Facebook. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little flashback to 1968, but now we'll move forward a few years to 1986. This is the album, Does Humor Belong in Music? I think so. This is called Let's Move to Cleveland. Enjoy. again, it's Andy. You are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM with studios in Round Mountain and Reading. So that was Let's Move to Cleveland off the 1986 album Does Humor Belong in Music? So that's about it for tonight. I'm going to finish up with the last song off that same album. It's actually the next song after the Let's Move to Cleveland. It's called Whipping Post. You may be familiar with it. It's a Allman Brothers classic. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for Soul Deluxe coming up at 10 p.m. right here on KKRN. And until next week, I hope you have a fabulous weekend and hope to see you back here next week. So enjoy Whipping Post and have a good night. Yeah.
Yeah.